540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Picket lines at three production plants as the United Auto Workers strikes the big three automakers. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us it's a labor action that could expand as time goes on.
United Auto Workers walked off the job at three plants belonging to the nation's big three automakers.
We mean business. It's time to make a higher wage.
Facilities in Missouri, Ohio, and Michigan, the first targets of the UAW strike, beginning 1 minute after their labor contract expired with Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis.
It's about getting their share and our share of economic justice.
On CBS Mornings, General Motors CEO Mary Barra says the union, which is demanding higher pay, a shorter work week, and traditional pensions, is asking for too much.
For the life of the contract, the initial demands were over $100 billion. We still have a ways to go with the offer they put on the table last night.
A Michigan jury has acquitted three men in the last trial connected to the plan to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Nine others were convicted in the case. Hurricane Lee will skirt the New England coast, but will deliver tropical storm conditions. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson on the latest track.
This is now an 80-mile-an-hour Category 1 storm, so that is the big change here, is that it is continually weakening, and we are down to just a mere three members that have a landfall somewhere in Maine. Everything else takes it over the Canadian Maritimes, and that is certainly good news.
Overseas, the death toll is 11,000 in the flooding that ravaged Libya. CBS's Holly Williams says 10,000 others are unaccounted for.
In Derna, they're digging through the brown silt that smothered their city, looking for bodies, still counting the dead. Storm Daniel burst two dams that obliterated a quarter of the city. It was a catastrophe, says Khaled Al-Shawayed. All of my friends are dead. The United Nations says an evacuation could have saved most of those who died, but the Libyan authorities failed to warn people of the risk posed by the aging dams.
Former President Trump has told NBC News it's, quote, very unlikely he would pardon himself if he were to win the White House in 2024. And he discussed a pardon in the final days of his presidency.
I said, the last thing I'd ever do is give myself a pardon. I could have given myself a pardon. The last day, I could have had a pardon done that would have saved me all of these lawyers and all of this, these fake charges.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 182 points. NASDAQ down 170. The S&P is off 35. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 12:03. Good afternoon. I'm Nate Wegehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The deadline to avoid a federal government shutdown is fast approaching. Advocates say they're worried about decisions that would hurt Wisconsin families with kids. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
U.S. House Republicans are floating ideas like cutting funding for food assistance. Dahi Wolf of Kids Forward says 71,000 people in the Women with Infants and Children program could lose their benefits.
These are all working people in our state that are working poor because we've refused to raise the minimum wage. We've refused to, you know, come up with jobs that pay a living wage and to support, you know, families and children.
Wolf says other cuts could take 1,000 children out of Head Start and 1,400 young people out of job training programs. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
A proposed new system for drawing Wisconsin's legislative districts is on its way to the state Senate and a likely veto from Governor Evers. The assembly passed a Republican redistricting bill last night that gives nonpartisan staff more say in drawing up the maps. Democrats have pushed for similar redistricting reforms for more than a decade, but they say they're suspicious of this bill. Democrats say it's a ploy by Republicans to get around the new liberal majority state Supreme Court. We may know as soon as next week if a group of former Wisconsin justices think Janet Protasiewicz should face impeachment if she doesn't recuse herself from a pair of redistricting cases. The group was formed by Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
I do believe we'll have something back in the next week or two, so we know whether or not the ability lies within the legislature and how it would work. Again, that is my absolute last resort.
If Republicans move to impeach, expect lawsuits to try and stop it. This is Democratic Attorney General Josh Call.
I am confident that if there is an impeachment, there will be litigation in some form. Who is involved in that, who files a suit, is hard to say.
Meanwhile, a new poll shows the idea of impeaching Protasiewicz is wildly unpopular. Wisconsin voters are against impeaching her by a whopping 24 points. Mike Moen reports.
The poll was released the same day Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss announced he's putting together a panel to look at grounds for removing the judge. A Better Wisconsin Together's Mike Brown says, based on the election and the survey, such a move goes against the will of voters.
Wisconsin voters value their votes, and they expect that their legislators will respect the results of those votes.
Brown says the poll of 600 registered voters conducted by a national firm was essentially evenly split in connecting with Republicans and Democrats. I'm Mike Moen.
Republicans are trying to override Governor Evers' veto that created a 400-year-long school funding increase. The override passed the Senate yesterday, along with a move to restore $3.5 billion in tax cuts. But it won't matter. There aren't enough Republican votes in the Assembly to sustain the overrides. Evers says public schools need the money more than Wisconsin's highest earners need tax cuts. An island town on Lake Superior has purchased the Madeline Island Ferry Line, preserving its access to the mainland. The town of LaPointe purchased the assets of the private company for $17 million. The ferry line currently has 5 boats, making over 6,000 crossings every year between the island and the town of Bayfield. They say they hope to operate the ferry later into the evening to help residents make it back to the island every day. They say it will also be beneficial to the thousands of tourists who visit the island every year. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Nate Wegehow, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The city of Waukesha is delaying the start of Lake Michigan water delivery to homes until October 9th. That's due to additional preparations that are required. The transition shifts the supply from underground water wells that don't meet radium standards and replaces it with Lake Michigan water supplied by Milwaukee. Officials say the delay is necessary to conduct tests, flush reservoirs, and address programming issues with water pumps. The transition, once it happens, will take several weeks and may result in temporary water discoloration in some areas. An alderman in Waukesha will serve probation after pleading guilty to charges related to slapping his girlfriend's child, resulting in a visible handprint. The incident took place in February during an argument while Corey Payne was under the influence of alcohol. Payne is still on the Waukesha City Council, but there is uncertainty regarding whether the council will decide to remove him or if voters will pursue a recall. The Cedarburg woman accused of embezzling around $100,000 from a special needs school in Racine has pleaded not guilty.
The attorney for Heather Wentel this week requested a change in her bond from $50,000 cash to a $10,000 signature bond. That was initially granted, but later halted by the judge. Wentel remains in jail and is facing multiple charges, including theft, bail jumping, personal ID theft, and computer crimes. Her next court appearance is scheduled for October 30th. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A postal truck was stolen during an armed robbery yesterday in Milwaukee. A 53-year-old postal worker involved was not injured during the incident. The stolen mail truck was taken at around 5:30 and was found about 2.5 hours later, about 4 miles away. There, a 37-year-old was arrested. The Milwaukee Planned Parenthood website is taking appointments for Monday. That's when the organization resumes performing abortions after stopping following the Supreme Court ruling. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And now, your Wisconsin weather from Civic Media.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A low pressure moving in Minnesota is dragging a cold front through Wisconsin. Showers and some storms moved into the state overnight and are continuing slowly southeastward. None are expected to be severe, and the heaviest amounts of rain stay into the Northwoods, bringing around a half an inch. Timing of the rain arrives in central Wisconsin by this evening and into southeastern areas and by Lake Michigan overnight. Otherwise, sunshine to start the day south with increasing clouds. Highs hitting the low to mid-70s in southeastern towns. Meanwhile, northwest Wisconsin stays under rain-cooled and cloudy skies with highs only into the mid-50s. Showers strike southeastern areas once again tomorrow, with chances lingering into the evening. Total rainfall accumulations look to be around a quarter of an inch. However, sunshine pops back out for our Sunday with temperatures into the low 70s. Have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend, Wisconsin. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
A Badgers receiver announces he's leaving Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin wide receiver Keontez Lewis says he'll enter the transfer portal to leave the Badgers at the end of the season. Lewis transferred from UCLA last year. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked last month if he thought the speedy Lewis showed some potential.
I think you're right. I think that you do see that's a guy that's got, you know, some vertical speed for us. And he's done a great job at catching tested balls. Yeah, staying on your feet after some of those things, I think, is the next step.
The Badgers host the 2-0 Georgia Southern Eagles tomorrow at Camp Randall, kickoff at 11 a.m. NFL, Aaron Rodgers had surgery to repair his torn Achilles not far from his home residence in L.A. It was done by a Los Angeles surgeon who performed the same procedure on the late Kobe Bryant. Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Vikings 34-28, Minnesota with four costly turnovers. Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins.
All right, a tough loss. Shot ourselves in the foot with the turnovers. Lose the turnover battle by one, let alone by the margin we've lost it by. So, I guess that's really all I have to say.
The Packers head to Atlanta tomorrow to face the Falcons Sunday at noon. Aaron Jones suffered a hamstring injury against the Bears. He did not practice again yesterday. The Falcons have added several players on their defense in free agency, including Ravens defensive end Calais Campbell and safety Jesse Bates from the Bengals, running back A.J. Dillon.
Obviously, they got a lot of veteran players, a lot of guys who have played a lot of ball over there. You know, looking back, first couple days of, you know, understanding their defense, you got a couple guys who have been around the league a long time. No ball, and when you're going up against a team that, you know, plays aggressive, plays downhill, you just gotta, you know, make sure you're on top of, you know, your assignments and things like that.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
They're very aggressive defense. I think they're very good up front and can generate a lot of pressure, and they're going to challenge you on the perimeter. So I think every week is a different challenge in terms of what somebody does or maybe the personnel, whatever it may be. And so it's just the next challenge.
Baseball, the Brewers open a three-game series at home tonight against the Nationals. The first pitch at 7:10. The Crew with a 4-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series 3-1. The game tied 2-2. The Brewers' Tyrone Taylor on second managed to slide into home off a Sal Frelick single to take the lead in the fifth inning. Craig Counsell on Taylor after the win.
Great body control. This series just two great slides that it takes a great slide to be safe. Today was different in that it's very rare that the runner has to go to the inside of the plate like that, and just a great adjustment by Tyrone and a good send by Jason as well to be aggressive there with two outs. So it's something Tyrone's good at. You know, we've known that, and he's put it on display the last couple days.
That's Brewers manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 78. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 58. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Overcast. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. High of 73. Upper 60s Sunday and Monday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome one, welcome all. Thanks for joining us today. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio where you are the star, you are the talent, and you will drive the talking points of the day. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Joined by Luke Mathers, wearing two hats today in a double role. I am William Walter, Policy Research Director and Lead Training Organizer with our Wisconsin Revolution. Luke, how you doing on this Friday afternoon, the absolute best Wednesday of the week?
T-G-I-F. Thank goodness it is
T-G-I-W-F,
Friday.
Question mark?
What's the W?
Wednesday. It's a Wednesday Friday, the best Friday Wednesday.
It doesn't work, though. It doesn't work in the acronym. You'll throw everybody off. It's just TGIF, man. It's Friday. It is here.
I'm
going to
start
the
our new
weekend.
Restaurant chain.
Yeah? Okay. I'm sure it's going to go over
swimmingly. We're going to be TGIWF to compete with TGIF.
And then they're okay. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. but glad to be with you on these airwaves. And folks, if you want to share your most Wisconsin headlines of the week with us, because it's Friday, that's what we're diving into today. 844-967-2789. And we're in a little bit of a dilemma, Will. Little bit of a dilemma. We're going to rely on the listening audience today to be the judge, I think, because you don't want me to be the... I'm filling in for Aaron. Mr. Zommer's away up in the Northwoods, and so normally he's the judge, and you told me I can't fill in for Aaron judging, though, because I'm participating, which, you know, we've got questions about when judges are supposed to recuse themselves or not. I think Robin Voss would be more than happy. Or no, he would want me recused at this point.
Voss would want you to recuse right now. If you had asked him in 2017, he would not want you to recuse.
Yeah,
Rebecca
yeah.
Bradley would not want you to recuse in 2017 either.
But now they do.
Yeah.
So yeah. It depends on, I guess, yeah, it's a touchy subject, recusal here in the state of Wisconsin.
That could have been a headline, honestly.
Could have been a headline. I think that was what popped up last week, though. I don't know if that was this week's headlines talking about the flip-flopping nature of some of the members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Did I start or did you start last week? I forget where we're at. Who's going first today, Will? You lay it on the people.
You know, I don't remember. I feel like I won last week, but I feel like I win every
week.
I think you may have
won as well. But before we get to the most Wisconsin headline of the week, let's do a little recap of some of the news that broke overnight since we were last on the air. Yesterday, we were joined by Professor John Shelton of UW Green Bay, a history professor, specifically a lot in the labor movement of
democracy and social justice professor.
Thank you.
He is a historian.
He's in the history department, is he not? Maybe I'm making things up then. I thought history was the overall subject, but I could be wrong. Labor historian. And we had a discussion about the UAW workers, United Auto Workers, that were authorized to strike and did not have their contract negotiations met by midnight of last night. And so the UAW going on strike as of 12:01, I believe, this morning. And you wanted to provide an update for the people, Will. So let's share that.
Yeah, I wanted to give a shout out here on Town Call, we stand in solidarity with workers across not only the United States, but the world. And UAW, I believe actually the contract ended at 11:59, but
okay,
don't
so
quote me on
even.
That.
So 12 even then, right? As soon as it hit today. So it's not a 12-1
thing. I'm not going to hold these 120 seconds against you, at least for now. And I do want to give a shout-out to the UAW as workers strike at all three Detroit automakers in a battle for a bigger share of industry profits. About 13,000 U.S. auto workers stopped making vehicles and went on strike Friday. The members of the United Auto Workers Union began picketing at a General Motors assembly plant in Wentzville, Missouri, a Ford factory in Wayne, Michigan near Detroit, and a Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio. It is the first time in the union's 88-year history that all three companies were targeted simultaneously. Hot labor summer, baby. It's back. It is in... It's really... How do I phrase this? The labor movement is really...
It's not,
you know,
back. It's been
its
here
muscle.
All summer. Yeah. What are you saying? It's back. Hot labor summer is just ongoing. It is continuing.
Well, you've been talking about how summer's over.
No,
I
briefly mentioned yesterday that there was 1 week left of summer. That's not saying the summer's over. It says that fall's right around the corner, and we needed to be smart and come up with how we want to refer and whether or not it's going to be cozy labor fall or how we want to address it. Because Professor Shelton pointed out calling it hot fall or hot labor fall would then ensue more about climate change than the labor movement just being nice and hot. But we're working on that. But it's still summer. I did not say we were in fall yet. I am adamantly against the fact that anybody is telling me it's fall. So I'm going to have to push back on those comments, Will.
Hot labor summer is like the Hotel California, Luke. You can check out, but you can never leave. It is here to stay at a time when U.S. labor is flexing its might all across the country. Workers all over the world are watching this, said Liz Schuler, president of the AFL-CIO, a federation of 60 unions with 12.5 million members. Well, the UAW is striking all three automakers, led by Sean Fain, who we gave a shout out to yesterday for the fantastic, fantastic job he's been doing. Not all of the 146,000 UAW members at company plants are walking picket lines, at least not yet. The UAW has targeted a handful of factories this time in a bid to get automakers to closer to the union's demands, which now, as one of the callers yesterday noted, at 46%, the union coming to the negotiating table has now demanded 36% wage increases over 4 years. GM and Ford offered 20%, and Stellantis, which is formerly Fiat Chrysler, offered 17.5%. The limited strikes will stretch the union's $825 million strike fund, which would run dry in about 11 weeks if all workers walked out. But strikes at other plants may begin if automakers don't budge. A lot of our assembly plants have contingency plans in place, said GM CEO Mary Barra. But like we've been talking about all of yesterday, and now we've been leading the show today, labor summer is back. Sean Fain and the UAW.
It's here. It's not back. It's
strike.
Here.
It never left.
It's ongoing.
It never left.
It is ongoing. Folks, if you got thoughts on that, 844-967-2789. Or if you missed any portion of yesterday's show, you can check out our conversation, Office Hours, with Professor John Shelton on the Civic Media website. You can see the listen to the podcast at civicmedia.us. Click on the show tab for Town Call. You can see that and all of the past editions of Town Call. Let's dive into most Wisconsin headlines of the week then, Will. I will defer. Since we don't know, I'll let you go first.
I appreciate that, Luke, especially because I think there's a little bit of low-hanging fruit for this week. Though I do want to add as well,
I'm not going to take the low-hanging fruit. I'm gonna go for just some of the most Wisconsin things, and so I'm not gonna go for the low-hanging fruit.
Okay, all right, fair. But you might like this, Luke. I also saw on Twitter yesterday a More Perfect Union tweet from Daily Union Elections. 15 men's basketball players at Dartmouth College are forming a union and joining SEIU Local 560. This is the first known case of collegiate athletes unionizing, bargaining, and collectively advocating for themselves, and hopefully that starts a trend. Can't say it enough. Hot labor summer, baby. Everywhere. This is going down everywhere. So jumping into my first headline of the week, Wisconsin, reading over from the AP, Wisconsin Republican leaders ask former state Supreme Court justices to review impeachment. We've talked about it briefly, but it is oh so Wisconsin, because what has been more elected Wisconsin representative than, I don't know, say our assembly speaker going out of his way to hire a former Supreme Court justice to pursue some sort of, I don't know, election fraud or, you know, shot in the dark, try to find some information that will back up the argument that we're making at the state level. Needless to say, it will very likely not come to fruition, but in this situation, Robin Voss has announced he is creating a panel to investigate the criteria for impeachment as he mulls taking that unprecedented step against a liberal state Supreme Court justice. Republicans are targeting Janet Protasiewicz over comments she made about her winning campaign. And the impeachment criteria panel being created by the speaker will consist of three former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices whom Voss told the Associated Press would not be named until after their work is done. Now, this piece dropped on September 13th, and there was a piece dropping today also from the AP.
Oh, too bad. It's now my turn for most Wisconsin headline of the week. Because guess what? You only get to use one, and you use the less of the Wisconsin ones of the two. Oh, yeah.
Was this going to be your headline? I'll let you have it if this was going to be your headline. But I was going to relate the two to each other.
Let's hear. Well, you don't get to do that. It's we're going back and forth, tit
because
for tat.
It's the same story.
It doesn't matter. You used a different headline.
I told you before the show we had a couple of these same stories to get today, and you were like,
You can't use them consecutively though. You can build on your headlines to tell a story.
You can have two in a row then if you'd like.
No, because this is going to be mine because it's the more Wisconsin headline of the week. This one over at the Wisconsin State Journal is where I found it, but originally over at the AP, written up by Scott Bauer, headline, Wisconsin Impeachment Review Panel includes former GOP Speaker, conservative justice. One of the former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices tapped to investigate impeaching a current member of the court for taking Democratic Party money himself accepted donations from the Wisconsin Republican Party. And that is the more Wisconsin headline of this topic, because the panel that is looking to review whether or not this is an impeachable offense is going to include somebody that did the same exact thing that they are alleging, and there was no impeachment of that former individual of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So does this end it all? Are we done here, folks? Can we pack it up and go home? Can we stop having this, or is it just going to continue? Because this is a very Wisconsin headline, because Robin Voss is just like, I don't care. In politics, I'm gonna be damned. I'm gonna put whoever I want on this panel to try to get the end result that I'm looking for. Sorry, Will, you can't use consecutive back-to-back headlines. You at least got to take turns. Don't you know sharing's caring?
It was the same story.
Different headline.
And I was going to touch on it in the same way that you just did, because I think it's absolutely hilarious that we're going with someone who, on paper, would be the type of justice you would not want to choose. Someone who has a long, questionable history, both of receiving financial donations from the party that is allegedly the problem now, and do not forget the famous cases of Procer not recusing himself from constitutionality on medical malpractice damages while he was Speaker of the Assembly when the cap was instituted, as well as the choking incident. This is an individual with a long history of questionable behavior, but, you know, Robin Voss doesn't care as long as he gets the results that he's searching for.
He's just looking to find the facts to back up the predetermined outcome that he wants to impeach. He doesn't want his maps to go away. As friend of the show, Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area has referred to the gerrymandered maps here in the state of Wisconsin as Robin Voss's skeleton key. The power that he has in the state of Wisconsin is through the gerrymandered maps that give him the majority that he has. Once it goes away, Robin Voss is actually going to know. Compromise? Maybe? Who knows? But it would have to be harder work than just telling his caucus what he wants to hear and then finding the results that back that up. Folks, you're listening to Town Call. Looks like we're off to a political start for most Wisconsin headlines of the week. We're going to get to some more. Who would have thought here on Town Call? But that's okay. I've got some non-political ones as well. We're going to get to those, and you can take your phone calls and text 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News special report. New comments from President Biden about the United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers.
It's my hope that the parties can return to the negotiation table to forge a win-win agreement.
He's dispatched two administration officials to Detroit, underscoring the economic stakes. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says three plants have been targeted by the union so far.
They're targeting plants that make trucks and SUVs that are popular with consumers, that are profitable for the automakers. It is in some ways a warning shot, saying, you know, this is what we can do at three plants. Think about what would happen if we took a larger action.
CBS's Natalie Brand reports experts believe a prolonged strike will cost the economy billions of dollars.
Negotiations are on hold until Saturday. Economists say with each day of the strike, more ripple effects will be felt, impacting all Americans.
CBS News special report. I'm Steve Kathan.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An alderman in Waukesha will serve probation after pleading guilty to charges related to slapping his girlfriend's child, resulting in a visible handprint. The incident took place in February during an argument while Corey Payne was under the influence of alcohol. Payne is still on the Waukesha City Council, but there is uncertainty regarding whether the council will decide to remove him or if voters will pursue a recall. The Cedarburg woman accused of embezzling around $100,000 from a special needs school in Racine has pleaded not guilty. Jimmy Koska has more.
The attorney for Heather Wentel this week requested a change in her bond from $50,000 cash to a $10,000 signature bond. That was initially granted, but later halted by the judge. Wentel remains in jail and is facing multiple charges. Her next court appearance is scheduled for October 30th.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Hall, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. It's Friday, and that means it is most Wisconsin headlines of the week. It is my turn once again, Mr. Luke Mathers, and I got one for you that I think you're going to like. Reading over from channel3000.com, Culver's helps Small Business Administration celebrate 70 years of work. Over in Prairie du Sac, Thursday marked a big milestone for the Small Business Administration as the group celebrated 70 years of work. One of the small businesses supported by the SBA is an iconic Wisconsin chain known for its cheese curds, butter burgers, and custard, as Culver's is one
not
of
in that
68
order, though.
Legacy businesses. Hey, I'm just reading out from the piece.
I get it. Not in that order.
Culver's is one of 68 legacy businesses that got its start with help from the SBA, as founder Craig Culver was honored during a ceremony Thursday and offered tips for business owners who are just starting out, such as surround yourself with the right people, people that encourage you. Shout out to Culver's. What gets more Wisconsin than that?
It's a pretty Wisconsin headline. One of my favorite parts of the political cycle is like the obligatory politician going to try Culver's and like seeing that through the 2024 is always fun.
I'm one of you regular people.
It's like, I'll order one custard, please. I would like that. And it's always comical. I do get a good kick out of that when politicos from around the nation do come and try to act like the locals and eat at places like Culver's. So that's pretty great. Not a small business anymore. Pretty expansive and growing everywhere. That Culver's. This one I got Wisconsin leading the pack for this one. And real quick before I dive into my next most Wisconsin headline of the week, just a little birthday shout out from my godson. Today is Teddy's 5th birthday, so happy birthday, Teddy! Love
happy
you, big
birthday,
guy,
Teddy.
And can't wait to celebrate with you this weekend. But my next Wisconsin...
Big T with the birthday shout-out on a Friday.
Yeah, he's getting them on most Wisconsin headlines of the weekday. My next one, Wisconsin leading the pack in all of states on something that really raised my eyebrows, Will, because I did not know this, but when you think about
eyebrow raiser,
yeah,
say.
It was kind of like, really? Are you sure? But according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, this is the headline. Wisconsin has more roundabouts than any other state. That's a good thing. Experts say. So I feel like there has been a pretty large increase of roundabouts. I go through a couple almost every day in my neck of the woods here in Dane County. And they've been on the rise in recent years, I feel like, in our state. But did not know that Wisconsin has more roundabouts than any other state. And so this I thought was pretty intriguing, Will. And just one more thing, Wisconsin's leading the nation at safe driving, apparently.
Well, we can debate that second part, but that is a bit of a contentious issue I've found out with people.
At least the infrastructure for more safe driving. Not necessarily out in practice, but in the what's available to us.
No, I love roundabouts. I absolutely adore roundabouts.
I see you as just the guy that's just driving around in circles because you love roundabouts so much. You're just like,
love it so much. It's my like... vacation for
when
week.
I would
like
say when you get out of the house the
Friday
few times
afternoon,
that you can
I'm like, oh dude, I got a few hours to kill, let's go spin in circles in the roundabout. But apparently there are and I can name on my hand probably 5 or 6 people in my immediate circle that very much do not like roundabouts. Think they're difficult to understand, which I have pushed them on and can't get a very clear answer. They think it's annoying. Oh, I'd rather just have stop signs. And I'm like, well, the data shows that roundabouts are significantly safer. And also, like, what's confusing about this? Look to your left. If there's nobody there, you go. Like,
you don't have to stop. It's supposed to be more fuel efficient. You don't have to stop and then go again. And it's I find it interesting, though, that we have more than any other nation more than any other state in the nation. I feel like they weren't really prevalent when I was going through driver's ed. So if you don't know how to actually navigate a roundabout, I can understand people being more confused about it because you're like, oh, okay, this is different than anything I'm used to. This isn't a stop sign. It's a yield sign. It's like, how do I know when to yield? We already have struggles where at a four-way stop intersection here in Wisconsin, you can stop first and then wave somebody else on and get through. So it's different than what Wisconsinites are used
to,
for sure.
Then just get rid of it, put a roundabout. Problem solved. But
if we don't do the proper training on the more roundabouts, I can understand why some people may be like, I don't like them as much. But I think they are safer, and ultimately they improve traffic congestion. So
I don't know. Maybe this is unpopular, Luke, but if you don't understand the purpose of a yield sign, perhaps you shouldn't be on the road. Let me just toss that one out there. Roundabouts are great.
I'm just saying it's different, and I can like, I can respect people being confused by them, but you should know the rules of the road when you are going out and driving. I agree with that. You should understand what a yield sign is.
I feel like that's it's something that most people would agree on. But again, this is like the most random issue that I have heard people but, more than willing to die on the hill.
But on the rise here in Wisconsin, because we got more of them than any other state, which is a very Wisconsin headline, Will. You can't deny that.
I mean, I would not have. It was an eyebrow raiser in the sense that, like, yeah, I would not have considered that very Wisconsin. But I guess
apparently,
the numbers
so.
Say
it's in
otherwise.
Infrastructure.
So, yeah, yeah, I will defer to the numbers. I am a man of data and science. So back to my turn, Luke, reading over from
and
the
folks,
Wisconsin.
If you've got a Wisconsin headline that you'd like to share with us, folks, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. You can take us with you on the go wherever you go. Download the Civic Media app. It's easy to do so, and it's free. Head over to the App Store, Google Play Store, and type in Civic Media. Download the app. You can jump from station to station, hear all terrific programming like Town Call, As Goes Wisconsin. We got the Todd Alba Show coming up next. Pat Kreitlow filling in for the first hour of Todd while he is away today. Pat and I are going to be giving away some Brewers tickets because still, Mr. Zommers is in the Northwoods, so I'll be producing the Todd Alba Show on this Friday afternoon. We're going to give away some Brewers tickets to tomorrow, Saturday night's game. So you can want to stay tuned throughout the 1 o'clock hour. Then during the 2 o'clock hour, we got Matt Flynn filling in for the second hour of the Todd Alba Show. So doing a little bonus hour, both Pat and Matt, on this Friday afternoon. You can listen to the Todd Alba Show with those two guest hosts on this Friday afternoon. But if you got a Wisconsin headline you want to share with us here on Town Call, 844-967-2789. You can engage with the show right from the app. You can call or text. Will, what is your next most Wisconsin headline of the week?
There's a joke in there somewhere about Wednesdays being Fridays and Todd's being Pat's and Matt's and...
Sure.
I'm not sure what it is, but
and if you were a funnier man, you could have made the joke. But I guess we're just going
to
let that
had a
hang
sense
out there.
Of humor, I could have been the one to do so. I just want every. I'm. It's like a taco salad bar, right? I'm just providing the ingredients to the listeners, and they can formulate.
No. I provided all that housekeeping. I provided all the housekeeping. You just pointed out that the housekeeping was there.
I made the connection. Somebody's got to do it. It might as well be me. So going to my next piece, reading over from the Wisconsin State Journal. Baraboo's International Crane Foundation celebrates 50 years this
Dang,
weekend.
Dang, you took one of my non-political ones. Darn.
Saturday will be a special member appreciation day to commemorate the work that's being done and to honor the birds. All 15 species of crane are represented at the Baraboo facility, the only one of its kind in the world. The special day will include talks, tours, and other special events. As we celebrate our 50th anniversary, I'm very proud of the way we have brought people together for crane conservation, said Richard Balfus, president and CEO of the International Crane Foundation. We have offices in 8 countries, staff in more than 20 countries, and we have deep partnerships in more than 50 countries. This feels very powerful to me. And Luke, I believe we have discussed on the show in the past, but I really love cranes. I have there's a couple of cranes that live on my farm, or I should say the general area, but they like to hang out in the farm, and I will go out most mornings, which of course morning to me is different than morning to you. But
high noon, most mornings,
like 3 p.m. I head out there in the morning to go say hello.
You know what PM stands for, right?
No, okay. No comment. The cranes are absolutely beautiful. I love throwing a little bit of corn out there so that they have something to munch on if they want.
I don't know if that's what they're supposed to be eating. You might be careful with that.
It's like a corn meal, but we went to Fleet Farm and asked. So
okay.
I would say person to listen to, but I deferred in that situation. Next commercial break, I'll go grab the bag.
No, you don't need to see it.
Sometimes
you got to be careful with those wildlife signs in parks, Will, where it says please don't feed the wildlife. Those signs are particularly for you. So you just have to make sure that you're doing all the proper reading, sir.
I didn't go through the little notes at the bottom, the fine print, to see that it's specifically designed for me.
It's like this sign is here because Will Walter feeds wildlife that he's not supposed to feed. That's why.
I do not feed all wildlife, simply the cranes that come and hang out in my yard. And they are
in
just,
mid-morning,
they are beautiful, beautiful
late afternoon. Will's mid-morning.
They waltz like right up to the house. They're just like hanging around. And I'll be like, "Hey, what's up, fellas?" And then they'll both squawk at me, and it makes me feel like I'm one of the squad, you know.
Yeah, man, the isolation that you're doing at your place, it sounds like this is maybe another cry for help. We might need to get you outdoors a little bit more and get you talking to people.
You sound jealous that I'm the next Captain Planet, and I'm not going to stand for that, because somebody needs to fight for our environment. It might as well be me.
That sounds like a mighty far leap that you're trying to make with that comparison, but okay, Will. Okay, that was a pretty good Wisconsin headline. The work that the International Crane Foundation is doing as well, helping rebound the populations of crane here in the state of Wisconsin. Very, very Wisconsin headline, so hats off to you on that one, Will. I will say,
beautiful birds.
Took mine, because I was going to go to that one next. That was my next most Wisconsin headline of the week, but I got another one that's pretty good and screams Wisconsin. One of the not in the our bad relationship with alcohol vein, but not necessarily a perfect light to demonstrate Wisconsin in, but what we can be sometimes known for by a lot of people that aren't from Wisconsin. This next headline, again, over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Psycho: The Lost Tapes of Ed Gein features jailhouse recordings with Wisconsin serial killer. This piece, written up by Chris Foran over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. On the night Ed Gein was arrested, suspected of murdering and mutilating a local shopkeeper, the local authorities in Plainfield, Wisconsin, took him to the Washara County Jail. Rattled by the bizarre sights at Gein's property, the victim's body, gutted like a deer, along with body parts, things made from human skin, a collection of skulls, law enforcement asked a local judge, Boyd Clark, to help interrogate the 51-year-old loner. Clark recorded the conversation, all 90 minutes of it. So a new documentary coming out for that night that Ed Gein was first arrested and interviewed by law enforcement officials, going to be a part of a new, I think it's a docu-series or a documentary done on Ed Gein. So the serial killer culture that is out there. There's a lot of disturbing aspects. And
Ed Gein, one of those. Yeah, unfortunately, Wisconsin does have a, I don't want to say rich history, because that makes it sound like you're proud of it.
Yeah, that you're trying to, yeah.
In fact, a friend of mine actually, she found a book at, I want to say it was the Wisconsin State Fair a few years ago, highlighting Wisconsin's history of serial killers. And she thought it was so humorous that she purchased it and brought it back. So,
okey-dokey there.
Well,
this is an interesting thing to find humorous, Will. That's not a sense of humor.
I think it is humorous as well.
You can find it interesting, but not funny.
The state fair was the one highlighting it, to the point where they were selling it to people. Like, hey,
the state fair will sell anything.
State fair, and look at
the state fair will sell anything.
It's capitalism run amok, really, is the point you want to get at. And I'm here for that conversation. Yes, please. But I think we're going to need a little bit more time to expand into the entirety of that conversation.
Is that something you'd watch, an Ed Gein docuseries? Is it?
Probably not.
This is not really my cup of tea, but Wisconsin headline discussing it. The 90 minutes of audio from that interview, the night Ed Gein was arrested, to me makes a pretty compelling Wisconsin headline. You could be the judge out there, though. 844-967-2789. If you want to let us know who's got the most Wisconsin headlines of the week so far. In Mr. Zahmer's absence, we're struggling a little bit. Either we're going to have to assign him homework before Monday's show, or you, the listening audience, can share who you think has the most Wisconsin headlines. We're going to continue with some more. Give us a call. Send us a text. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Town Call across Civic Media. We're going to continue the fun back and forth when we return.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 78 this afternoon, under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 58. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, high of 73. Upper 60s Sunday and Monday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hallelujah, it's Friday, 'cause I've been working all week.
Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back. This is Town Call, a brand new approach to homegrown radio. If you'd like to participate in today's forum, give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Luke, I went out and I fetched it. Hashtag not a sponsor, but you can see. Cracked Corn, deluxe wild bird feed. Your backyard birds deserve the best. So, you know, let me just toss that one out there. I'm doing my best for my local cranes. They are my guys, and I want to hook them up with nothing but the best.
Do me a favor and just try to stay on mic, though. Yes, that was a very nice visual ad, but we are at first an audio medium for the listening audience out here Civic
but
Media.
It's a special shout out to those who are checking out the stream. Got to give them a little content worthy of coming to the stream.
I don't think cranes are necessarily the average backyard bird, though, either.
Don't you bring the cranes into this. All right? They did nothing wrong.
I'm just saying, just be careful with what you're feeding the wildlife, Will. You very much come off as the person that, why those signs are there.
I don't know if I should be offended by that or not, because I don't see it. But I'm going to take it in stride, and I'm going to move on to my next headline of the week. It's reading over from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the cleanest city in America? It's Milwaukee! According to a new study, a large-scale study released Tuesday, claims Milwaukee is the cleanest city in America. The study, conducted by HouseFresh, an online publication focused on air quality issues and evaluating indoor filtration products, analyzed 12.3 million sanitation-related complaints placed over the last year in cities across America, and these included complaints regarding garbage, waste, and recycling. The study ranked the location based on the number of sanitation-related reports per 100,000 residents. Milwaukee had only 309 complaints, by far the fewest. To let you know what the top of that list would be, well, Milwaukee was at 309. Number one was Baltimore at 47,000. So,
well, do you think it's just Milwaukee not reporting it then?
That's very possible.
This is what it is, kind of, because I don't know. Cities aren't super clean places to begin with, though. So it's good to see some recognition, I guess, from that analyst. Or analysis, that's the Friday word that I'm looking for. But you got to be careful with how you take studies. And that's just an excellent indication. While sometimes just because you're reviewing one set of information doesn't mean that is the only indicator on what goes into something. Cause the correlation.
Numbers can't lie, Luke, but they can tell a narrative.
Yes, yes. Well, my next most Wisconsin headline of the week. A little bit about the narrative side of things. This piece over at Up North News, WI.com, our friends at Up North News. The headline, Scapegoat. Republicans' election denial prompts effort to fire top elections official. And so getting back to the little bit more political side, we had some fun with the non-political headlines on this Friday, most Wisconsin headline of the weekday. But this one, pretty Wisconsin thing as well. To, over the last 3 years, be so obsessed with the denial of the election outcome in 2020 to try to go to no end to overturn or despair those election results. State Senate Republican lawmakers went as far this week to try to fire the state's top election official. But their own lawyers, the own lawyers for the legislature, said that the appointment vote by the Wisconsin Elections Commission that was a 303 vote did not qualify as a reappointment. So there was, it's been this political maneuvering, just saying one thing without it actually being the reality, which is so on brand for these Republican lawmakers that it is, it needs to be mentioned on the most Wisconsin headlines of the week, because they are now using, first it was absentee ballots, then it was individuals in nursing homes that received support throughout the pandemic to help guide them vote. Then it was a myriad of things, and now we are here where it is the state's top election official that is the scapegoat for Republicans not being able to come to terms with the fact that more voters in 2020 voted for Joe Biden than Donald Trump.
Concocting their own reality, Luke.
Yes, talking about narratives there a little bit, Will.
All right, Luke. Well, rapid fire last headline of the week. I got a good one for you, reading over from WEAU.com. Archery and crossbow deer hunting season to get underway this week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding people that archery and crossbow deer hunting season is set to begin September 16th. It's a great opportunity for hunters to harvest antlerless deer before they change their patterns and experience additional hunting pressure during the gun deer season.
That's a pretty good one. My final rapid fire for the week then. Which one do I want to go with? You took my cranes one. I really wanted to use that one.
The cranes are my thing. You know I love me the cranes.
Yeah, well, I was about to use that one too. This one over at Wisconsin Public Radio. Lake Superior Island Town reaches tentative $17 million deal to buy Madeline Island Ferry Line assets. The town of La Pointe seeks to preserve its link to the mainland for islanders. So being able to, the business, it seems like the ferry business going out of business, and the residents in this northern Wisconsin town going to buy the ferry so that they can continue the service through a municipal service. And so very, very Wisconsin, we still want this, and we are going to preserve it, and we are going to make sure that our residents have this expectation for what the community provides, and it's going to be pretty great. I have not yet got a chance to go up to the Apostle Islands. The Madeline Island is the island up there as well that the ferry goes to, and I'm excited to one day, and it's good to know that this ferry is going to be able to preserve that connection between the island and the mainland.
100%, Luke. Well, I got to ask you, the people of Wisconsin, who won? Who had the most Wisconsin headlines of the week, and why was it Will? Give us a call or shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. Or if you'd like to share with us this weekend, Luke and I will be at the Willie Street Fair together. Luke, I believe you're coming, what, 10 a.m.-ish?
Wait, you're going to be there too? Maybe I won't be there then. Who knows? Maybe I
won't. Oh, yeah, we'll be hanging out. You got to deal with me in person on Sunday, baby. You don't get this weekend off, Luke. My apologies.
Oh,
you are
goodness.
Stuck with the Will all weekend.
Okay. Well, yeah, Willie Street Fair, one of the excellent festivals here in the Madison area, going to be going down on Saturday and Sunday. Members of the Civic Media team.
They even named the festival after me, Luke.
No, because that Willie uses properly two
that's
L's.
Right. That's right, yeah. And that did come first.
So it's also Williamson great. Street, so it's definitely not William. So it's Williamson Street, which is why it gets abbreviated to Willie. But yeah, the Civic Media team going to be down on Willie Street this weekend, so you're going to want to stop by. You'll see personalities from the entire Civic Media lineup and staff. So come check us out. Say hi at the Willie Street Fair for various hours all weekend long. You can come down, participate in the Truth Booth, share what you like about living here in Madison, and then say hi to us on the radio.
And of course, confirm that I won Headlines of the Week today.
Well, what we'll have to do is we'll have to forward this little podcast edition to Mr. Zommers and tell him first thing Monday we need a verdict.
Got some homework, buddy.
So that we can hear it when we jump back onto the air on Monday at 12:15. Have an excellent weekend. Happy birthday, Teddy. Talk to y'all on Monday.
Take it easy, party people.
Emotions hide, so fear can fade. Don't you be afraid.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.